Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India asserts its defense and energy requirements solely determined by national interests and market dynamics. Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirms unchanged conditions for peace, says Moscow seeks lasting stability in Ukraine. Baloch Human Rights Group accuses Pakistani forces of forcibly disappearing 7 civilians in Balochistan. German military planes begin airdropping food and medicine over Gaza. And in US, job growth drops sharply, unemployment rises amid uncertainty over President Trump's reciprocal tariff. External Affairs Ministry today said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by the country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the market, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. He said the India-US partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges.
I talked about broader contours of India-US relations. Sourcing of defense requirements is determined solely by our national security imperatives and strategic assessment. Similarly, the sourcing of our energy needs, we are guided by what is available in the markets and by prevailing global circumstances. We have a strong defense and energy partnership with the United States, which has been strengthened in the last several years. And there is a potential for this partnership to grow further under the India-US Compact for the 21st century.
Embassy of India in Dublin has advised all Indian citizens in Ireland to take reasonable precautions for their personal security and avoid deserted areas, especially in odd hours. In an advisory issued today, the embassy said there has been an increase in instances of physical attacks reported against Indian citizens in Ireland recently. The embassy is in touch with the authorities' concern of Ireland in this regard. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia wants a lasting and stable peace in Ukraine, adding that Moscow's conditions for peace remain unchanged. Mr. Putin has consistently rejected calls to pause nearly 3.5-year conflict with Ukraine, despite growing pressure from US President Donald Trump. Talking to reporters in Moscow today, Mr. Putin emphasized the need for a lasting and stable peace on solid foundations that would satisfy both Russia and Ukraine and would ensure the security of both countries. Russia has frequently called on Ukraine to effectively cede control of 4 regions Moscow claims to have annexed, a demand Kyiv has called unacceptable. 7 Baloch civilians have been forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces as enforced disappearances continue in Balochistan, said a Baloch human rights group. According to reports, 4 persons were abducted from Barkhan district and others from Panjgur and Khujdar. The group condemned these acts, calling them a grave violation of human rights. It also reported mass displacement in a village of the region, highlighting systemic abuse needing urgent global attention. Afghanistan has been declared the most food insecure country globally, with 75% of its population facing livelihood instability and over 12 million urgently needing food aid as drought and poverty worsen nationwide. A new report of United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization ranks Afghanistan highest among 53 countries in crisis, with a total of 295 million people affected by hunger. This is Akashvani and you are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The German military has begun airdropping humanitarian aid into Gaza, confirming 34 pallets totaling 14 tons of food and medical supplies were delivered by German Air Force planes today. Operating from Jordan, Germany joins regional partners Jordan and the UAE in response to Gaza's dire needs with the UN, estimating 62,000 tons of monthly aid are required. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said airdrops offer only limited relief, calling the situation about sheer survival. Israeli warplanes carried out intensive airstrikes on multiple areas in eastern and southern Lebanon, targeting sites belonging to the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Meanwhile, in a statement, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said its Air Force struck strategic weapon production and storage sites in Bika Valley, eastern Lebanon, and in southern Lebanon. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said in a separate statement that one of the targets of the airstrikes was Hezbollah's largest precision missile production site in Lebanon. Colombia's government reported that deforestation surged by 43% in 2024 compared to the previous year. The Amazon rainforest suffered the most damage. Around 113,608 hectares of forest were lost, according to data from the Environment Ministry. This rise reverses a positive trend in 2023, when deforestation had dropped to its lowest in 23 years. Authorities cited land grabbing, livestock expansion, illegal building and illicit coca crops as key drivers of the destruction, which totals 75,000 hectares in the Amazon alone. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a sweeping executive order imposing higher tariffs on several nations, including the 27-member European Union. The order is set to take effect from August 7th, 7 days after its issuance, with rates going up to 41%. The tariff hike is part of Trump's efforts to rebalance what he terms unfair trade deficits and national security risks. The steepest hikes include 41% on Syria, 40% on Laos and Myanmar, 39% on Switzerland, 35% on Iraq, Serbia and Canada. Meanwhile, a former U.S. official says that India's position as the world's fastest-growing economy gives it the confidence to stand firm against tariff pressures and adopt policies that protect its long-term interests. We have a report.
Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce Raymond Vickery pointed out that India's trade deal with the UK serves as a good example, as it offers stability, lowers tariffs, and addresses the needs of both economies. Speaking to a news agency on the impact of U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed tariff measures, he said, "Unpredictable nature of Trump's trade policies make long-term planning difficult." Vickery added that Trump's stance towards India reflects lack of appreciation for its economic potential and a short-sighted view that fails to recognize the benefits of a medium or long-term partnership. Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
U.S. employment growth slowed more than expected in July, while the non-farm payrolls count for the prior 2 months was revised down by a massive 2,58,000 jobs. We have a report.
The media reported, citing experts, that these figures point to a deterioration in labor market conditions that puts a September interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve back on the table. The U.S. Central Bank on Wednesday left its benchmark interest rate in the 4.25%-4.5% range. The Labor Department's closely watched employment report also showed that the employment rate rose to 4.2% last month amid a decline in the volatile household employment segment. Job growth has slowed amid uncertainty over where President Donald Trump's tariff levels will eventually settle. With Paras Report, Abhineet Shukla, Akashwani News.
In Macau Open Badminton Tournament, Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannapalli from India, Alvi Farhan of Indonesia and Justin Ho of Malaysia have entered the men's singles semifinals. The matches will be played tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India asserts its defense and energy requirements solely determined by national interest and market dynamics. Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirms unchanged conditions for peace, says Moscow seeks lasting stability in Ukraine. Baloch Human Rights Group accuses Pakistani forces of forcibly disappearing 7 civilians in Balochistan. And in US, job growth drops sharply, unemployment rises amid uncertainty. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.